Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Well, today I think we're going to be getting to our topic. We've been trying to do so for several days and haven't had the opportunity to have a discussion, but it looks like we might have a space for that today. We do have a caller in the queue, so we're going to be getting to the caller first, 239. We're going to be taking your call in just a moment, but want to invite our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook and Twitter. The call-in number is 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, and 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation than the radio show can accommodate. Let's take our caller. Hi, area code 239.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. How are you today?
You're welcome. We're doing fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I can ask a question, correct?
Yeah, what's your name?
I would like to ask a question. My name's Lana.
Oh, it's Lana.
Lana.
We spoke with you on Monday or Wednesday, last Friday, I think. You're moving, right?
Ah, yes. Well, actually, no, I'm not. They didn't accept my offer.
Oh, so you made an offer on the house.
I made an offer, yep. Mm-hmm. And it was not accepted. And they were very curt in their reply. And I decided against it at this point in time.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm staying put unless something else comes along. I mean, I'm very happy here. I just found this place and thought it would be a great move, but I did everything right. I believe I did everything right. They just didn't accept my offer and they didn't counter. They wanted to see my house listed on MLS, and I didn't want to go that way because I live in a very desirable area, and I had a couple of people interested who wanted to buy it without going through MLS, multiple listing service. So I felt I didn't want to do that, and I didn't.
Well, they
really
must have had multiple offers on the home. That's what I was saying when we spoke with you at the end of the conversation, that you should, if you wanted to place on, you know, move forward in buying the home, that you should do it quickly because there was going to be probably competition. And that obviously was true, but that's,
well,
unfortunately,
that's okay. Well, that's okay because I wasn't going to be pushed into putting my house up on a multiple listing service if I didn't have to.
Yeah, I mean, why would you need to if you have buyers that were interested? I mean, that's silly.
Yeah, so,
but did you have a question today? It sounds like the other question resolved fairly quickly. I mean, that's unusual.
It was. I have a question. I'm friends with this gentleman, and we had dated at one time, and now we're good friends. And I'm wondering if we are ever going to get back together more than friends.
So is this the gentleman, because you were talking about moving in with somebody too, possibly, or having someone move into your house.
No.
Different guy?
Yeah, no. This is a different guy. This is a guy I like. Yeah, I'm interested in him still.
Do you have his birthday?
And his birthday is August 21st. And let's see, what year is he born? He's 78. He just turned 78.
He turned 78. So he would be born 1940?
Yeah, 1940.
1940, 9, 10, 11. Well, his month and day add up to an 11, which is your month. But let's go forward. I haven't even done the whole 25-7. The 25-7, the karmic numbers are interchangeable.
Well, hi, Lana. Let me say this first.
Hi.
Because we were somewhat on the edge of you moving in our last reading, and we were pretty certain that you would. Now, when things like this happen, what you have to do is look back on the original prediction or the original statement and try to figure out, well, what happened. Now, the only thing that we could rest possibly on in terms of this error is that you're not quite 72. We mentioned that you're 71 and your multiples go in multiples of 9, which the next one would be 72, which isn't, well, it's coming up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little, I'm a little bit in question in my own mind why. Now, I'm not asking you to explain it, or I'm in question on a psychic region why that didn't come through. There's something that in that original short we did that wasn't exposed immediately. So that means that there's a trigger of possibly something not going right in your energy field. Now, you could say, well, you just made a mistake and now you're putting the blame on my energy field. No, it's not exactly that. And I don't think it's anything that is of much concern. The only thing is, if they didn't accept your offer and they were very curt about it, as you said, then either in moving there, something might have bad happened to you, or there's something that more or less is protecting you, that there you don't need to leave yet. You shouldn't leave yet. So
there was no harm, Lana,
in saying, well, you're going to move and you did. So there was no harm in the error of the prediction, because it didn't matter if we said you were going to move or not. There's no harm in that we got the answer you weren't supposed to. Now we're going to this man.
Well,
okay?
And that would be, I mean, possibly something that could happen with this guy in her change of 72. Maybe it's not a move.
So let's say that our prediction, whether we're right or wrong, the fact that we were wrong really, okay, let's get past that. Because
it doesn't matter. I absolutely thought I was going to move when I was prepared to do so, and then the energy changed, and after a week of diligently looking at other properties, etc., I just decided that I was okay where I am.
Well, you basically are, because you're not forced to move. You own your home. There's no real need.
Mm-hmm.
You were a little bit concerned about flooding, as I recall. But let's so let's go over to this guy for a second.
Okay.
Your days and his days add up to an 8, which is his month. Okay. Your years are interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Your 4 to his 0 is 40. His 4 crossed over to your 6 is 46. His first 3 numbers add up to 11, which Kristen was saying, oh, that could get a little nasty.
But
you were born on the
11. Right, she's born on 11.
So this is a past life situation that had sexual energy in it. So it was a relationship. And it's crossed over to this lifetime wherein their relationship is being revisited, perhaps because it wasn't closed and finished, or maybe the two of you made a pact that if you ever come back to the planet, you'll meet again. Your master numbers together are 9 and 7, which is 16, which actually is weird because if you look at your 5 and the 1 in front of it, there's 15 plus the 1 is 16 in your month. So we could say, well, there's a 16 going on there. The other part of it is that your first and last numbers, 1 and 6, also add up to 16. And so we go back to the 9 and 7 being a 16, which is a 7, which is his master number. So what we can mm-hmm. say, and hopefully we're not going to be wrong this time, is that the relationship has some density to it, meaning there's something, it's capturing something that's going to be measurable, a relationship of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you need to watch out for these, here's your signals according to the code, that he's not a philanderer, that he doesn't, that he's just not into sex, or maybe that's what you care about. I don't know. But if that's the case, you'd have to realize that the relationship would be purely sexual or that he could be a cheater. Now, we're not suggesting that, but it's in the parameters of a possibility. The good side of it is that he could be monogamous within the relationship, but demand a lot of sex, like sex. He likes sex.
They were past, you guys are friends. Never in a romantic connection?
We were in a romantic relationship, and now we're friends.
But you're just friends. Okay, that's what it was. But I thought you said something about the romantic past.
Yeah,
so can you validate that he's, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being sexual, but I mean, is that accurate in terms of his?
Well, we're both older. He's not just interested in a sexual relationship, but I would say he's interested. I don't even know if he's interested in a relationship. He seems to like to be solo.
Well, based on your past interaction, though, I mean, Neil was saying that, you know, he could have.
Oh, yeah, there's no problem there. And he's not.
There's
he's
no
not
problem, but nothing out of the ordinary with like a.
Well, there was an intensity. You know, I mean, it could be a range from a past life that came into where there would. See, I wasn't hearing everything formally. So when you said that you were in a sexual relationship with him before, I missed that part. So when I came into it, it was like I thought you were just meeting him.
Right.
I missed mm-hmm. that other part. So what validates that issue is that there was a relationship between the two of you. There was something sexual, but that doesn't complete
yes.
the entire profile of the man. He is, of course, older now. He's 70, what, 8? So
mm-hmm.
he's getting up there. But that's... The only other part of this that might be measurable is that there's a strong heart situation. The 4 is heart chakra, and the 2 4s become an 8. Well,
which is
that
his month.
Which is his month. So there may be a reunion of friendship here. He likes to be solo. So that has a little, you know, maybe he just doesn't want to be tied down with him. And he's done all that. He doesn't want to do it at this age. I don't know. But there might you're asking if there's going to be a friendship or more intensity as this man gets
more than a friendship. He says he wants to be solo, but I think he cares for me more than that. He just doesn't want to make the move, and I'm wondering if I'm wasting my time.
He has nothing to lose. He's older, you're older, you're not going to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's going to get sexier.
Okay. Well, that would be good. Anytime soon. We've been playing this dance now for a while.
Do you see him regularly? Or is it like
yes,
a phone?
Yes, I am. Every week we take the same classes together. We socialize a little bit, you know. practice, sometimes go out for a glass of wine, you know, that type of thing.
Did anyone ever, in your world, did anyone ever take a life figure drawing class that you know of?
I have.
Oh, well, that would be mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's just a little soft validation in terms of what I'm seeing. You know, I'm still a little bit tackling the house issue because that's just the way I'm built. I like to analyze what went wrong, what's going on. And
I don't think anything went wrong. I think I kind of dodged a bullet.
Yeah. No.
That's my feeling.
In the energy field,
in the energy field, yes.
Yeah, in the energy field and how it deviated from the casual prediction that was made. That's where I'm a little bit intrigued. There's nothing to worry about. It's just an interesting scientific kind of approach, if you will, to, okay, what was that about?
And why did it come through in that reading, you know, that there might be a potential danger, which we're never going to know.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. We'll never know.
Now the answer would be that there's something that's going to capture Alana and the new location that's going to be positive.
Right, but the danger in the location, there may be a potential danger in the location she was going to move to, which will never be revealed, but that's...
I kind of have the feeling intuitively that it was kind of like a trial run for me, and I do think I'll be moving, but I'm not exactly sure when, and probably saved me from moving twice. That's kind of how I'm seeing it.
Yeah, and maybe this is if you still plan on moving in the future. Obviously, you're going to be in a better location than the one that turned you down. Was it a private seller? We have to move on to the next caller, but what kind of community was this house in? Is it like a retirement community?
It was a gated community, which I live in a gated community now, but it was more families, bigger homes and more families. And it was a little remote. And getting to it. So I think even though maybe a nicer area, a slightly nicer area, I think the area that I'm in has more activity and easier access.
Hmm.
So.
Well.
It's a nice community. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what comes up for you, Lana. Let us know about
Okay, well, thanks.
You're welcome.
We'll see what happens with this guy. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have a caller from the 832 area code. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are y'all doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. So how does this work? Do I just ask a question, or do you guys just kind of give me a reading? Or
You got to put a dime in the slot of your phone.
You can ask a question. Look at your name first.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
What's your name?
My name's Neetu, and I'm calling from Texas.
Can you spell your name?
I thought she was Texas. As soon as she said y'all, how are you all doing?
Yeah.
We do say y'all down here.
We y'all in California.
It's spelled N like nice and then I-T-U.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay, so I got it right. All right, and you're from Texas, and you are calling your birth date.
Sure, June 14, 1989.
Okay. All right, and do you have a question?
I do, but whatever works best for y'all, I'll just do it.
Go ahead.
Straightforward.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Ask your question.
Okay, and I'm not, you know, it's okay if you guys can't answer this question, but so I currently been living at my current apartment for 3 years. It's been a long time, and so I have a roommate here that I'm struggling with her, so I was just curious to see if you see her moving out. She sometimes tells us that she found the place, and she says, oh, last minute doesn't work out. She's mentioned a couple of things, so I was just curious to see, do you see us lasting together till the lease ends, or one or the other is going to end up moving?
So
I've been here much longer than she has, just FYI.
So are you subletting to her, or is she on the lease?
No, she's on the lease, yeah. Legality-wise, we can't do anything. It is only going to work out if one or the other person leaves. She's mentioned a couple times. I can give you her name, that she was going to move, and then something falls through on her end.
We don't even name that. If you have a birth date, that might be good.
Her birthday is November 13th. I'm not sure what year. It's either 93 or 94.
Okay,
how
well,
old
that
is
makes
she?
A difference.
Do you know how old she is?
I believe she's 24 years old. I think she turns – no, she must be either – I'm sorry. I think they're 23 or 24.
Yeah, we just don't know the year. So if she's 24, it would be 1994. If she's turning 24 this year.
She might be turning
24. To be honest, I don't know her exact. Yeah, she's either turning 24 or 25 this year.
Yeah, so it would be 1994. Let's just do that. Well, again.
She turned 23 in 2017.
Correct. So she'd be born in 1994, right?
Yeah.
And so Neetu, your master number is a 2 derived from 38. And
okay.
That actually, interestingly, is her month. Just like the former caller, there's
the
a connection to the birth dates. Is she? 2, 3, 6, 16. Yeah, she's a 29, 11, 2. And Neetu is currently 29 years old, which is a multiple of her master number. You haven't reached the age of 38 yet, but 29 is an 11. So she could be moving. But how many times has she... told you she was moving? I mean, obviously she's not given notice when she's
so she would end up subleasing her place if she does move. So she said that she had a couple places in November, but they fell through. The other option she has is that she reconnected with her dad last year, so that might be an option December, but I don't know if she's being honest or if it's really she's going to move.
Okay.
I mean the environment's really hostile, so I was just curious to see if, you know.
Well, Neetu, first of all, on a different level of interpretation, you and he were past life and in a relationship. But that could be male-female. It's past life, okay? Now it continues into this relationship, which is platonic. But
you're still living in, still living in a house. Yeah.
So it comes from a difficult, complicated former relationship, in our belief, that was male-female, that was a sexual relationship. It now morphs into this lifetime where both persons are females, and there's a little bit of a hostility, because I believe there was probably hostility in the original relationship that was probably in a marriage. It was a marriage. Now,
I was going to say, even if I just barely met her, like, I didn't know her. I'm not her friend or anything.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
That has
Do you know the guy that gripped, that held Robert Kennedy when he was shot, just died recently. And, you know, we're talking about Texas, too. But they were just passing ships in the night.
Bus boy versus
it affected his
highly
entire
esteemed
life.
Politician. So
what you have to realize is that it doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes, 10 years, 10 days, that's not what's important. You can have an encounter with somebody for 2 minutes and be shot in the head. So,
and that's an intense connection. The point is that people often think that those that are close to them are the important figures in their life in terms of what's happened in karmic, you know, past lives. But oftentimes people that we're very tied to karmically are not who we would deem important figures in this lifetime.
Right.
So here's where,
let me ask you, has she had, to your knowledge, ever had two boyfriends at once, or was in a conflict with two guys?
To be honest, I don't really know a lot about her personal story, except that she was, she doesn't talk to her mom, and she just recently met her biological dad. Other than that, I don't really get into her personal life at all.
There's a lot of problems. She has a lot of problems. Were you ever conflicted at any point in your life with two different interests, love interests?
Let me think. Like, you mean like dating two people at one time, or just like?
Maybe there was one guy and then you got interested in somebody else and it might have not been that serious, but you had a conflict at one point.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, the problem, there's a problematic situation in this woman's life, and there's a lot of chaos. And mm-hmm. she was expecting to move out in November, which is her birthday month, and then it got mm-hmm. screwed up. She's in mm-hmm. chaos mode. So your responsibility, in my estimation, karmically, is just try to have the best kind of peace.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out just a lot. Just cutting out Todd, but I'm sorry. I didn't catch what you said the last sentence. I'm sorry.
She's chaotic. She's not going to stay there.
So she's not going to stay there. Okay, stay here.
No, there's too much chaos. She changes too much. So what your mm-hmm. situation would be, if I were you, is I try to make as much peace as possible while she's there and get through this so that you don't add any more karma to your life due to her presence. Okay. You know, you don't throw mm-hmm. a lamp at her. You don't call her nasty.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's not violent.
Yeah, we haven't been violent towards her, but she gets very aggressive and violent. And so we just walk my sister also lives here with me, and then we just walk to her rooms because we don't know what to do really. Me and my sister are very nonviolent people. This other individual, she's very violent.
I'm wondering.
It's funny because you said he. I heard you say he by accident.
Really?
Yeah.
But my question is, if there's violence, I mean, what do you talk? I mean, how violent are we talking? I mean, can you file a police report?
Is it possible to get her off the lease? Yeah, I mean, she hasn't physically assaulted me. I've already gone through all like the legal side. She just does threats, but in legality, they can't do anything about it. I already went to the front office and everything.
But
if you're living with someone who's threatening you,
you can't. It's in the lease agreement that they won't do anything about that.
Wow. Well,
so,
that's
unfortunately.
Assault, though. I mean, if you're threatening someone bodily harm, that's assault.
They're gonna say try to make. You know, the cops can't do anything. They can't arrest her. They'll just say try to make people.
It's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate, and it sucks that that's how apartment complexes work. But I've already tried going to the front office. I discussed it with them. I called the 401 police line. There's just nothing that they can do.
No, I didn't think so. So, you know, the violence wasn't expressed before.
No.
And then we were picking up on said the word violence, potentially. And then you came in and mm-hmm. confirmed it. So if I were you, this person is so chaotic that you don't have to lift a finger. You just make peace, keep your space, don't get into it with her, don't feed into the fire. And eventually what's going to happen is her energy is going to become so erratic, she'll just leave. Something will scoop her up and she'll leave. So maybe it might take a month or two at the most, but I don't think she's going to stay long.
Okay, so you think by December she'll probably move out then?
Good chance.
Okay.
The thing you want to do is just, this kind of a person that's unfortunate, just put out a calm energy. Say to yourself, mm-hmm. she'll be leaving soon. And who does anybody in your world ever did any sculpturing? You know,
it's the art day.
I don't know.
It's weird.
I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure, too sure about that question.
Yeah. Do you have any sculpture in your apartment, a bust of a head or anything that's sculptured?
Not really. I don't know if she has something in her room, but no, not really in our mutual space, like living room or my room.
I don't know. The reason I say is I saw the bust of a head of a man with a beard, like Neptune or somebody. And I just don't know why I'm seeing that. So that's why I asked the question. Maybe it will come up.
Are you going to need to get another roommate? Or are you going to just leave it as is with your sister and you in the home?
Yeah, I can actually afford her room, so I probably would just keep it with us.
Yeah.
So I can just make that my work, a home office. But yeah, so I was just really curious to see by December, if she'll move out. She claims she might be able to.
In all likelihood, yes. The only thing you got to do is keep calm. Don't let her affect your attitude. And there's a good chance you're going to. And if anybody comes up that is involved in sculpturing, or
mm-hmm,
there's a
mm-hmm.
bust of a head somewhere, or something to do with Neptune
mm-hmm.
or ancient literature or something, take a note of that. Okay. Where is Neetu? Where does that name originate from?
It's Indian.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. All right.
Well, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Have a great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Of course, we like progress reports on all our callers. So hopefully, Neetu will call us back, or she can follow us on Facebook. So it looks like we're going to have a chance to chat. And unfortunately, the last show we did with our topic, which is the feminine side of psychic energy, it was so garbled, I think a lot of it wasn't heard. So we can kind of, I think, revisit.
Well, revisit in brief, we were discussing originally one of the first stories of female consciousness occurs with Adam and Eve, at least in a narration that happens to be aligned with biblical text, that Eve comes, that, you know, Adam's sitting there real nonchalant. He's just doing his thing. He's kind of like a dummy. I mean, he's naming the animals and everything. And I'm sure he had a sort of, there was a character in a book called Being There named Chance, Jerzy Kosinski book. So I'm sure that Adam was just a nice gardener, and he tended the garden and he named the animals. And then lo and behold, now Eve comes into the picture, pulled out of Adam. But what gets pulled out of Adam is consciousness, awareness, in the form of a female. And how you interpret the serpent, you know, eat from the tree of knowledge, your eyes will be opened. It doesn't matter whether she made a mistake or not. What matters is that she became aware of herself. Now, there's the first note of psychology and the first note of human intelligence. We question whether animals can really be aware of themselves. Of course, primates seem to be aware of themselves, and dogs and cats looking in the mirror sometimes get a feel that, and when they mate, they seem to know their own species. So, but that's primitive instinctual awareness, maybe to some degree, some form of intelligence. But creative awareness, no. Eve brought it to the world. So we are assuming that this planet, the knowledge of this planet is based upon female consciousness. And I'm a man and I'm saying it. Female consciousness. And it's a shame what's happening today with the Supreme Court decision.
Well, it's not a decision today. It's a preliminary vote. But obviously that's going to probably move into the confirmation.
I think it's outrageous. It's outrageous. Outrageous.
Well, I mean, On that note, aside from all the sexual misconduct that's being, you know, that he's being accused of, his demeanor, he's belligerent, and the fact that a Supreme Court justice would be chosen
and
with that kind of behavior, it's ridiculous.
So,
you know, I saw a very interesting commentary last night about, you know, if this were a woman behaving this way and throwing a tantrum and then writing an op-ed, which he did, I think it was in the New York Times, about, you know, well, I was just being a father, a brother, and this is, you know, why I reacted this way. If a woman was acting emotionally like that, I mean, she would be, you know,
put across the
roasted
poles and thrown
exactly
out,
what I was
going to
say.
And there are, of course, females defending him. And, you know, it's not a matter of whether he did this or not. His whole male demeanor of self-righteousness is, to me, I find it a disgusting display that someone's going to be holding the power to decide the law.
Right, because he thinks he's above the law. And unfortunately, you know, someone who acts that way and won't answer questions himself when he's in the hot seat shows that he cannot be unbiased.
Well, here again, you know, I mean, we don't want to have female accusers every left and right saying, oh, you know, you sexually abused me because you brushed against my hip in the elevator. I mean, we don't want everything to be coming out of tune. But here we have a woman, a psychologist. So now we have the first psychologist is Eve, because she becomes aware of herself and prompts Adam to become aware of himself. And okay, so then God comes down and says, okay, you guys, you're in trouble for doing this. You disobeyed my commandment. There's a Supreme Court. And now you're going to be condemned. So there was a certain, you know, who knows, a certain arrogance, a certain ruling, but after all, it happened. And from there, Eve bears children, which brings a multiple energy of more awareness into the planet. If it weren't for, I mean, Adam has his sperm, Eve has her egg, but Eve bears the, once Adam deposits his sperm, it's up to Eve to hold the child. There's the abortion issue. I mean, Eve could have aborted or killed her babies, but she didn't. Cain did that enough for Abel. So the element of diversity and violence and duality and all this kind of thing starts away at the beginning of time, according to lore, biblical passage.
We have a caller, Neil, so let's just take a break.
Fine. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesse.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm. You know what? I'm having a day where I've been juggling things. And I'm moving forward, but you know when you get to a place where you're just tired of juggling?
I think clowns feel that way.
Yes, and I'm dealing with a bunch of clowns.
Or bowling pins, no.
With clowns who are supposed to be professional. And, I just need a little guidance. Well, the update in terms of in my personal life, right now, it's kind of still, besides of the fact that I got to get the house cleaned up, I got to get another inspection done to determine if it's actually mold, and everything is going to go in the lawyer's hand, and I have to move forward, because my timeline is by December or January.
Oh, wow.
If something is not in motion within that frame, anything is possible. And, of course, my sister is avoiding me, and she's trying to go around my back to the realtor because she wants to get back in the house to get some stuff. I'm not letting her back in until everything is packed up and clean and all her stuff will be available for her to come and take it because she created this big, giant mountain.
Wow.
What's the birth date?
1565, 27/9, right?
Yes.
Am I right, Jackie? Is that 1565?
Absolutely. I just don't understand how you got the 27 and the 9, though.
Oh, well, make sure we added everything up right. So we're adding everything, 1-5 and then 1-9-6-5. Then that's the 27. And then the 27, 2 and 7 is 9. So you add those two together so you get a single digit master number, 1 through 9. Okay.
Okay.
So
what was it?
My question is,
all right, like I said, I'm juggling multiple things, but I've been multitasking most of my adult life. I want to know, like, a window. When is the best time to submit my paperwork? And what do I need to do to stay focused on task and get my stuff done?
Okay, Jackie, the first question I have is there a deadline for you to submit this paperwork?
No deadline from my end with the attorney unless I'm notified by the lien holders who are paying the taxes. Then I have 35 days to respond, and the response will be in appearance. They haven't contacted me at all. So in the meantime,
they haven't contacted you at all. So it's an indefinite, but obviously the sooner you get it in, probably the better, because you want to move forward and get this over with. Do you know what's going on?
So active.
So she's
so active.
Was it your mother's home that you're fighting over with your siblings?
Yes.
And they damaged the home.
To be honest with you, Christian, yes. To be honest, there's no more fight. There's too much evidence on them for them to even fight. That's the reason why they're trying to. They're like, my brother hasn't picked up his stuff, and he was given orders 2 years ago, and he was given orders as late as August. I don't want his stuff. I know he needs his stuff. He has some expensive things there. He's avoiding picking it up because he has no place to put it, and also he knows that the court orders, they could actually lock him up if he come with any problems. I don't want that. I want to avoid that. My sister, on the other hand, created this monster. I don't want her to play any more games with me.
So, the mold, they would have to pay for some of that. That would come out of you're buying the house, right?
Yes, the mold or any major damages, roof, mold, window, structural damage, all of that would be coming off of the actual sale. In addition to, they have to now pay me for being the substitute administrator, and they have to pay me for my time and my effort and everything that I'm spending out of pocket now. And really, if I go really deep, they're also going to have to go back and pay me some legal fees for all of this.
Well, yeah. Well, you seem to have the legalities down pretty well and know what to do in terms of.
I've been living with it for 7 years, Neil. 7 years experience is the best teacher. I'm not playing anymore.
Well, that's just it. You said proactive. That's what you need to do. You need to do everything. This is just advice you already know. You need to do everything and get everything done in a prompt manner. Now, if you're asking us, is the question, when is it going to be wrapped up by?
Well, when's the best time for her to submit the paperwork about the
mold?
October. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was
October
thinking.
October is
the soonest,
best
the better.
You don't want to procrastinate on something like this. October. I mean, it can cost you to wait.
There's no magical date that is, you know.
Well, if you're asking us as psychics, when's the best time, our answer is October. And
you
could, theoretically, this could be cleared by February.
Okay.
Because of recess and Christmas and all this, and the courts move slow, but if you act in October, the best scenario is in February after your birthday. You're sitting in your home and taking your slippers off and sitting back.
Okay, because I want to go to school. I want to go learn certain things for myself. I want to get my life back. I want to feel my joy.
Well, that's fine. There's nothing going to stop you there, and nothing should stop you there anyways, no matter what, if that's your goal. But if you're saying that you want to have some clarity and clearance and get this aggravating situation out of your life, the best storyline right now, not the worst, but the best, is February.
And it should. I mean, this should be cleared up by February because she's going to be 54 years old in January. So, I mean, within at least her 54th year, I mean, she's on a multiple. And it's the doubling of 27.
Yeah.
So
it happens during your 54th year, hopefully a month after you've turned 54.
And what you're saying about advancement as far as your mind goes and learning, that, you know, hopefully will come after this is resolved.
After this is resolved.
You
but don't ever make excuses for not learning.
True.
I mean, you know.
I learn every day. I learn every day. Even on my job.
You're probably,
you know, I teach myself stuff.
Distracted by all this legal that you've been dealing with. And so if this resolves, then you're going to be able to commit more time to expanding your mind and, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, you're in a karmic situation, Jackie. I mean, it clears up. It's going to clear up. It's going to clear up. The numbers suggest it. The vibrations suggest it. If you're proactive and really strong, your best bet is February, and then you just measure it month by month after that. But the worst case scenario is that it gets closed somewhere in your 54th year. The best case scenario is by February. And, you know, aside from just the sweat and the toil of getting things done, there's nothing to regret. You're doing this for yourself. It's for you and your life, and that's the way life should be conducted for each individual on the planet. You're doing this for yourself, first of all. I mean, we should be selfless and help others, but this is right now your journey, and you're doing it for yourself. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could I ask you about December?
You know, quickly, because we have another caller, we also have to finish our conversation because we can't.
Do you see anything major happening in December for me?
December,
Santa Claus. Do you have a chimney? Santa Claus is coming down.
Okay.
Okay. Just don't make sure he doesn't get stuck because that could be a lawsuit. No, December is going to be, you know, your journey of moving forward, there's going to be some kind. If I were you, I would buy a book, a very interesting book on the new age of psychology. I would find something that has to do with the new approach to the psychology of human beings, the mind, the mindset, the feminine mind, the masculine mind. Because I think what's coming up is something that's going to be very intensifying in terms of your future vocation, your interests, and your relationship.
Okay, okay.
And in December, it's going to be stronger.
Okay, okay.
Okay, Jackie, hopefully.
Thank you. I love you guys. Love you guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Jackie. We really appreciate that. Okay, take care. Namaste. I cut her off a little early, but I think she heard me. Okay, 301 area code. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, how are you all?
Fine, thanks. What's your name?
Claudette? Yes.
Hi, Claudette. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from D.C.
D.C. Okay, let me write down the floor. And what is your birth date?
6/23.
And your year?
1960.
1960. Okay. What is your question?
I'm actually calling about my youngest brother and some issues that he's having.
Your who?
Money. My youngest brother.
Your youngest brother. His birthday, please.
4/17.
4.
Mm-hmm.
That's I was writing down a 4. Your brother's born in April. 4/17 what?
1962.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and he's just in a mess right now, financially.
Oh. And so your question is is he going to get out of that mess, or what does he need to do?
Yes. He has dug himself in partially part of it, and I think some of it is some of his friends too. It's just, I think, a big mess.
Well, you know, he's 20, 30, yeah, he's 26 years past his karma, Claudette, which was at the age of 30. And 26 is his inverted year of 62. And, somewhere in the line of action is something to do with drugs or alcohol that was a problem at some point in time. And I don't know if it extends back in the bloodline. Was there ever a problem, even with medications, an abuse of medication, anything with any other form of drug or alcohol within the family background?
No, none of us drink or smoke.
Uh-huh.
No one in the family. Nothing.
Do any of his friends, to your knowledge, or any of them on the dark live on the darker side of life?
Not those that I know, because he's out of town, so I don't know.
Uh-huh. What's the nature of his problem?
He has borrowed a lot of people's money, and he sells cars and used cars, and he just made some bad business moves a few years ago, but now I think he's just flat broke.
He's flat broke.
And is he still in that business, you selling used cars?
Yeah.
Does he have a lot?
He won't get out of it.
Does he have a car lot, or does he do it Craigslist?
Right. He owned one at one point, but now he doesn't say he's working with other people. And I don't really know what the arrangement is, but, you know.
So you don't know already. You don't know, Claudette, all the details of his life. He lives a little bit further away from you, and you're just worried about him.
Yeah. But a friend called and said that he tried to borrow some money from him this morning for his rent. And I'm like, oh, Lord.
So he's not even making enough money to survive, plus he has debts.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Well, Claudette, I mean, he doesn't manage money well. That's pretty obvious. I don't know what kind of notorious or ill-advised money investments he made, but I'm not getting a good feeling of his inner world. I'm just picking up the vibe that something, there's more shadows than you may know about. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody gets this desperate and they can't manage money, is he alone? Is he a single man or does he have a family?
He lives with his girlfriend and they have one child.
Well, there's something, I think our best situation here, I'll tell you the truth, Claudette, would
mm-hmm.
be a vibrational prayer that
mm-hmm.
somehow he gets out of this mess and, quote, sees the light. He gets cleaned up. It doesn't,
yes.
From my end, I'm getting that he's not even on the right road right now. And
no,
symbolically speaking, as long as he's on this road, it's going to get worse, not better.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I don't know where the drugs or the alcohol comes in. Were your parents divorced or are they together?
They were separated. My dad is dead. My mom is still alive. She's with me.
Okay, so there was a separation prior to his death. And was there any verbal violence in the house?
No.
No? They just separated?
Mm-hmm.
Was your dad ever a down-and-out guy? Did he have troubles?
No, he was very extremely educated, worked very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And influenced by his family. That was a big part of the problem.
You know, I'm concerned about your brother. There's something about the deviancy of his life that he deviates from the rest of the family. There's something about his manner, his self-esteem, something I'm concerned about. And I can't quite get my hand on where the alcohol, the drugs are coming from. You're not bringing forth anything we can validate. But there is just something that I'm concerned about. So I think the best approach here is prayer. And do you currently know anyone who's in the hospital now or just got out of the hospital? Do you know of anyone?
Not just got out maybe months ago.
And who was that?
That was a friend of mine, her mother.
Okay. Well, we have pieces that are scattered or on the ground right now. We can't quite put it together, but there are pieces scattered. Yeah. I don't know what they all fit into, but there is some concern about your brother.
It's hard on the radio with limited time.
Yeah. There is some concern. So I think that according, you know, I don't know if you're a spiritual woman or you pray, but that would work. Okay, we do too. So we're going to put that into our composition of trying to help your brother. And real quick, anybody named David in your experience?
Yes, an ex.
What was his? Do you want to ask what was his? Describe him briefly.
You mean his personality or?
Personality. Why did you break up?
Well, that was a tricky situation there.
Yeah.
He was already involved.
So there was deception.
Okay.
But
okay, it was just a validation.
So I just have a quick question about the girlfriend of your brother, girlfriend that he lives with, or is it his wife? Okay,
girlfriend, what
is she doing to contribute financially? I mean, if he's asking for rent,
Right. I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she pays some of the bills, but the whole thing is such a mess with her. I think she pays maybe some of the bills, but I have to wonder what's going on with her because I think she's just not good for him. Both of them are not good for each other.
I think you're right, Claudette.
Stupidly, and I'm sick of it, really.
You might be right, Claudette, and maybe David comes in as a symbol of problems.
Right. That's
maybe
why I was
asking the details
about David. That's why I asked.
Yeah. Because he represents problems. Mm. It's already over with, but he was a problematic person. He wasn't good for you. So maybe he came in as a name that stood in for the troubles that were going on with your brother. There's also a name, Aaron, and I don't know who that is yet, but in any respect.
Aaron?
Yeah,
do you know
Aaron.
That name?
One of my neighbor's son, that's his name.
Uh-huh. And is the neighbor do they have a good life? Is there any trouble in their end?
They've had trouble. Those boys used to get themselves in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I think they were kind of involved in selling some drugs.
See, there's the drug. So that's another validation that I would say supports the drug alcohol vibration you're getting about the brother. So,
we're picking up stuff. Our best, so we're starting to get some validations as we get deeper into the reading. We don't have much time left over, so what we can do is we're going to go to the drinking fountain of life, the drinking fountain that supplies blessing and good energy and good nature and washing away the sins or whatever it may be. We're going to go to that place, and we're going to ask that it befalls upon your brother that he is blessed, taken out of his troubles, that some right-hand angel comes in and guides him and protects him and brings him back to a place of assurance and good self-esteem, okay? That's the best we can do right now because we're gathering enough evidence, or validations, if you will, to establish some core issue that right now can only be resolved by prayer.
Yes.
Okay, Claudette. Well, sorry but we appreciate your call. You're very welcome, and we would love it if Claudette, Jackie, all our other callers followed us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. I guess we're out of time. Did we want to say anything else? I mean, we kind of got cut off if you want to
talk for
a few more minutes.
Well, we were talking about the element of the origin of female consciousness, and then we made this big leap to the present time from biblical time, and we're establishing now that, in my estimation, awareness is sparked by female, whether you're a man or a woman. Awareness is sometimes sparked by
because of the origin of mankind.
Yeah, and I just think it's built that way. I mean, I do.
I think we need to remember though that all of us have been male and female. I mean, we're not just one sex throughout our lifetimes. We experience both.
I'm a believer in that.
Both male and female
and
roles.
I hope that I'm in touch with my female energy as much as my masculine energy. But I think there's a credible standpoint that suggests that there is something about the female psyche that is very penetrating. And don't forget that it's the female that feels the embryo, not the male. The female starts to communicate with other energies immediately as soon as that embryo is in her womb. There's a starts to become a communication and a biological and rhythmic energy of language that occurs. And it's through the male energy that the male baby, the embryo, starts to hear the mother's voice, receives the mother's heartbeat. All of that, and is in the ocean of the woman's consciousness. So I think that's just the beginning of our topic. But
It really is. So we're going to be kind of stretching this out probably over the next several shows because it's too difficult, I believe, in one show or two shows when we have so many callers to really get into it. So hopefully we can continue this on the forthcoming episodes. So we are out of time and back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Have a great weekend.